Morning. Maybe we could start with a word of prayer. Lord, as we come to you today, we want to thank you for another day that you've blessed us, that we could be gathered here together to look into your word. Thank you that we can be here together as one body, and pray that my words would edify you and that you would be speaking through me and just not my words, and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, lately, I've been thinking about being a role model, and there's a lot of different meanings. The word model can mean model cars or models that people have in their life, but I've been thinking about role models and how we can be a role model to the world and be a model for Jesus, and I'm sure at least most of us probably have at least someone or that we look up to, whether in this world or to Jesus. But are we being good role models with the way that we're living our life with Christ to the world around us? Something that kind of drives this one home for me is last summer I was out delivering a shed. And I was getting kind of irritated because every time I get the shed to the place the guy wanted, he'd change his mind and want it somewhere else. And it went on for at least an hour. And I remember when I left, I was like, I never, ever want to see that shed again. What do you know? About 2 weeks later, I was talking with my boss, and he goes, you're not going to imagine who called. And I was like, yeah, I think I know. He goes, yeah, they want their shed moved. So back out I went, and probably didn't have the best attitude about it, but I was trying to be nice. And he wanted the shed moved right in the parking lot that I had parked my truck in. So I got it all done, and I was standing there talking to him. And he looked at me, and he handed me a gospel tract, and he said, Ken, when you have a moment, would you please read this? And my first response wanted to be, well, you don't know who you're giving a gospel tract to. But I took it, and I thanked him for it. And I had a very sober 2.5 hour ride home thinking about my life and what I've been representing and what I had been living for. And it's changed me and kind of drives this point home to what we're really living for. I also know of a person that when someone told him he was a Christian, he said, are you a Christian like so-and-so or are you a Christian like the other person? Because if you're a Christian like that guy, I don't like you. But if you're a Christian like the other person, you're a really good guy. And sobering thought about what we're living our life for. The world sees a lot more than we think. If we look in Matthew chapter 5 at some familiar verses, starting in verse 13, it reads, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost the savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We're called not to hide our light, but to let it shine and let the world see that we're not trying to slide under the radar and to live our life. Also in James chapter 1, here we go. Starting in verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted in the world. And we're not called just to have faith, but to live it as well and be a model of our faith to the world in everything that we do, in our speech, our conduct, our faith, and in our purity. And when we live these, we're definitely not living like the world. The world is going to see that we have something that they don't. But we also need a good role model to be a good role model. And what a better one to look to than Christ himself. And at the end of the day, we're all representing something or somebody to the world that we're meeting with in our day-to-day lives. And let's just make sure that what we're living is Christ's example.